There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. We start with updates from the United States, where the New York State Education Department has recently approved regulations affecting education in non-public schools, which has been met with concern from Orthodox Jewish schools, or yeshivas, for fear that this curriculum will clash with traditional teaching and religious instruction methods. Ultra-Orthodox protesters protested outside the state education building in Albany, vowing to uphold their teaching methods and values without interference, whilst critics of the yeshiva system say such schools fail to provide quality instruction in secular subjects, including English and mathematics, which affects graduates entering the general workforce and society. As both sides continue to voice their concerns and merits over the new system, the Education Department has in the meantime declared that all school institutions comply with the new rules and non-public schools are required to implement the process by December 2023. Well, the city of New York is proving to be a haven for Israeli startup companies, and tomorrow, Thursday, this conglomeration of companies will celebrate 400 startups in the Big Apple. Well, research shows that while many areas of the New York economy, coupled with the quality of life, took a dive during the pandemic, Israeli initiatives and incentives managed to weather the storm and even prosper. Well, organizers for the event say startups owe their success to the city's expansion in technology and industries such as finance, healthcare, real estate, media, and New York City's diversity of culture, which is providing global entrepreneurs with a perfect economic platform for startups. Well, Israel continues to recognize the role which women play in state security matters, and yesterday, a conference focusing on women's leadership role in public security was held in recognition of women officers serving in organizations dominated by men. Attendees comprised of senior women employees from the Public Security Ministry, including senior officers from the Israel Fire and Rescue Services, the prison services, and the police. Public Security Minister Omer Bar-Lev highlighted the importance of women's roles and progress in such services, highlighting significant target achievements so far in promoting increased female representation, which has increased from 27% to 39% since 2021. As the war continues in Ukraine, those affected are becoming more and more reliant on charities and humanitarian organizations, one of them being the Federation of Jewish Communities of Ukraine, which is the country's largest Jewish umbrella network. The Federation, consisting of mainly Chabad rabbis across Ukraine, has played a vital role in supporting Jewish Ukrainians across the country since the war began, such as providing transport to evacuate Jews abroad and by facilitating temporary shelter for refugees in safe areas of Ukraine. However, the initial flood of private donations has recently begun to diminish, and the Federation now hopes to overcome a $20 million shortfall desperately needed for vital food and energy supplies as winter approaches. This week, the Museum of the Bible is opening a new exhibition focusing on the Samaritans, a 2,000-year-old community of Israel, which traces their lineage back to the Israelite tribe of Ephraim. And few people are aware that this ancient society still exists today as a micro-community. The exhibition will highlight the diverse home life experiences of the Samaritans, from Passover sacrifices to weddings, including its rich religious heritage. There will also be paintings, manuscripts, priceless books, photography, and archaeological discoveries from Greece, Italy, and Israel. And on the entertainment front, Jewish talent earned its rewards in the acting world recently as actors Julia Garner and Brett Goldstein bagged their statuettes at the Emmy Awards on Monday night. This is Garner's third win for Best Supporting Actress in a Drama for her role on Netflix's crime show Ozark. She previously won in 2019 and 2020 for the same show. Goldstein made it two in a row for Best Supporting Actor in a Comedy for his role in Apple TV's sports sitcom Ted Lasso. Two notable Jewish shows on TV: Amazon's The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel and HBO's Curb Your Enthusiasm were nominated for Best Comedy but lost to Ted Lasso, while Maisel also lost every award its stars were nominated for. Best of luck next time. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. And if you subscribe, We will email it to you daily.